Haggadah Shel Pesach, which is a mitzvah from the Torah. It should be noted, one should not start reciting the Haggadah Shel Pesach until Tzedek Kochavim. This year specifically, we have to be careful, being that we changed the clock, so we're on summertime already, so one has to be careful not to start at least the Haggadah part until 40 minutes or 45 minutes after sunset, being that this is a mitzvah asem in a Torah. If a person did it before, he has to repeat it. Should be noted as well, ladies are obligated in Sipur Yisiyat Misraim. It's a machloket if their obligation is min Torah mid Rabbanan. However, all agree that they do have an obligation. Halakha does say as well that one can read the Haggadah and the other members of the family can listen to the Baal HaBayit reading the Haggadah based on the principle of Shomeya Ka'oneh. Now, it should be noted that that moment of the reading of the Haggadah Shel Pesach is very significant. I want to quote you a Hebrew interpretation of what the Zohar writes on the importance of the reading of the Haggadah. Kol Adam ha-misaper b'siyat mislaim b'lel ha-pesach. Anybody that says the story of Yisiyat mislaim b'lel ha-pesach. V'sameach b'sipur ha-hu. And he's happy. Atidu l'smoach im ha-shechina b'olam ha-ba. He's going to rejoice with the Shekhinah in the world to come. V'kadosh Baruch Hu sameach b'sipur ha-hu. God is happy when that story is told over. V'bota sha'a. At that hour, mekabetz kadosh Baruch Hu kol ha-pamalia shel ma'ala. God gathers all the heavenly angels. Ve'omer lahem lechu v'shem'u et ha-sipur shel ha-sheva sheli shemesaperim oto banai. Go and listen. He dispatches the angels to go and listen to the story that my children are saying. Ve'simichim b'shuhati, and they are happy in my salvation. Ve'az kol malachei ha-sharet mekabetzim ba'im u'mechaberim Yisrael. All the angels come from the heavens to join with Yisrael. Ve'shem'im sipur ha-sheva, and they listen to the story when it's told over. That they are happy with the redemption that their master, the creator of the world, accomplished. Then the angels come back and praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu for all the miracles. And they praise God for the nation that is in the earth. It gives strength to Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Shammai, meaning to do more Hasadim for Bnei Israel. Therefore, a person should read Haggadah b'dhilu urhimu, should read it with great fear. You shouldn't read it fast, you shouldn't swallow words, you shouldn't rush it. And therefore you should do it with the proper way in order to invoke all these heavenly concepts that we talked about, in order to be yotzeh, and as well one should be careful that he should try to finish the Haggadah Shel Pesach before Chatzot, meaning the beracha on the, we say after the Haggadah Zashir Ga'alanu, the Ga'alat Abotinu should be made before Chatzot, but he should try to stay up and speak about the Haggadah Ad Shetachtefinu Shena, like the halakha says, until he actually falls asleep. All this is from the Chazon Ovadia in the Hilchot Pesach, starting on page Mem Dalid, going through Magid all the way until Daf Samech.